until it is applied. So that's what we're about as followers of Jesus Christ, saying we follow him, but that we, through the Spirit's activity in our lives, are trying to look like him too. We're not perfect, but we're trending towards better, I hope. In that spirit, I would contextualize our morning now, which is the Mexico team and its report, by saying we save it for this particular Sunday, actually, for a couple of reasons. It takes a while to get all the video together and patch it and get it mixed properly. It's probably also true to say that we don't always have as good a shot at having the team members here in the middle of the summer when we get back as we do now. So that's also why we saved this report for this particular Sunday. And we also thought it made the most sense to meet in September as opposed to middle of the summer because, well, lots of you folks are on holidays too. So this is such an important piece of our discipling as a church that we wanted to share it with you at the most opportune time. So I'm going to ask Greg to come forward and my wife Jackie, or is it just you at this time? And he'll take it from here. Thanks, Greg. Would you welcome Greg up here, guys?
Thank you, Kevin and worship team, for leading us in worship this morning. I look at this trip down to Mexico as an extension of our worship, and it is excellent to worship our God by going and doing practical things for other people. And so what I want to do right now is welcome those that have come. If you've been someone that supported a team member or just coming for a little bit more information or to celebrate with them, welcome here. I would like to invite the team members to come up to front, just so you guys get a sense of who they are. I'm just going to introduce them to you. And after we do that, you can come up now. Some of you guys are wearing shirts, but the rest of you guys, if you're on this year's team trip, please come up to the front here. And I'm just going to introduce you guys to the church that may or may not know who you are. And after that, I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to watch a video. And sometimes it's easier for team members to reflect on their experience when they're in the field and it's fresh in their mind. And so in this video that we're going to watch, it really captures. Sorry. I'll be quiet. In this video, it'll capture the words of all these individuals and how they felt when they were in the field and what they did. And it'll overlay it with visuals so that you can get a sense of what we did. So I'm going to go through the list. Put your hand up if that is your name that I call out. Jackie Ayer. Kaylee Ayer. Reiner Deso. Braden Dirksen, Cole Dirksen, David Dick, Caitlin Federo, Debbie Fletcher, and April Gallinger. Mackenzie Peters, I believe, is not here today. Kate Clausen and Steve Clausen. We'll hear a few of their words there after the video. Brett Martins, Caleb Steekstra, Casey Wiseman, and Morgan Bamman, who came down on staff. I don't know if she's here this morning. She spent 5 or 6 weeks down there again this year. And then myself, Greg Dirksen. Also missing from our list is Curtis Berghauser, who was off at work and wasn't able to make it. I believe that it was Kerry Clausen who actually said this, summed it up best. The only way to prepare for going to Mexico is to actually go to Mexico. She's right, of course. Nothing we'll show you today can accurately capture what it's like to go down there and experience this. I just wanted to say thank you to a couple of team members who helped me with the footage for this video. I think that was Cole, April, Braden, Kaylee, and likely a few others who picked up the camera and just recorded the moments as we went. So what we're going to do now is you guys can grab a seat and we will just watch that video that hopefully will capture for you guys what our experience was like this year.
Special because we made a home for Pastora Rosa, and that was a chance for me to get to know her better and to have a better understanding of the congregations that she was working with, the two communities. And so it was an opportunity to bless her and her father with a home. So when Kaylee decided she wanted to come again, I decided that I wanted to be part of that. And from that came the opportunity to co-lead with Greg, and that has just been a really special experience for me down here. It's been awesome.
I've also enjoyed going back and looking at all the families and seeing how they were doing, like, so many years later, and seeing how well they kept their house before and how much they really appreciated it. For the very first year that we did a house build for, I wasn't there, but Greg and everyone talks about how the mom was super shy and stayed back all the time, but when we went and visited her, she came out of her shell and was talking, and it was just cool to see how a house can play such an important role in these people's lives and how much that can actually help them.
I think the best part of the trip, or the part that kind of stood out to me, is just kind of how happy everybody is. Just so happy and ready to play with you and play soccer in the streets, and yeah, they love it.
I've been wanting to come down for several years now, and I finally decided to put everything aside and just make it happen instead of having a ton of excuses. So here I am. It's my first experience, and it's a good one to see the joy in the family's eyes from having that house awarded to them. It's really good. You know, a week goes by really fast. Kids around the neighborhood, when we played with them, had a really good demeanor about them, and they're super talented playing soccer with these boys, and they could outplay us tall guys. It was just amazing. It's really, really good to do something good for somebody else.
So last year I came down, and the moment I left, I knew that I just needed to come back. I didn't know why, and I didn't really know if I could even make it happen, but I just knew I was going to come back eventually, and I knew it had to be soon, because as soon as I left, I had this feeling just grabbing at my heart and saying, you have to go back down. It was cool to come back down here and see Pastor Rosa again, because last year we had built a house for her, and she had told us, well, this will be a church, and this is where we're going to bring our people, and to come back down and see that in action, I was down there at, like, probably once every day, and they had VBS there, they had our last dinner there, and it was just really amazing to see how all the work that we had put in the previous trip had really, like, actually paid off. They use it to then spread God's love and to share what we had put all the effort and work into building that house.
Well, playing sports with them was really fun. They were very good at soccer and basketball, and we made our own basketball hoop out of a ladder, and we taped a bucket on, and we just played basketball with them. We pretty much played sports almost the whole entire week. And yeah, we just made our own goalposts out of tires, and we just played in the dirt and had fun. And it didn't really matter, like, if we didn't speak the same language. We just made up teams and used sign language to communicate to each other.
Well, my favorite part about the trip was probably the dedication ceremony, and it was cool because when they opened the front door there, you could just see, like, the look on their faces, how excited they were, and, like, Breeza was sleeping just on the ground in the dirt, and when she walked into her bedroom, she saw the bed with the mattress and all her curtains hanging up, and she just started crying, and she was just so excited that she could see, like, her new home. The mom was just so grateful. She just started crying, and she was just so happy. We got to pass the key around and each say something, and I thought it was very special.
When Greg had put the invitation out to the church earlier in the year, I said, if I felt in my heart, this is a year for me to go, and I knew that I would go, and sure enough, our school year ended earlier than it's ever ended before, so it freed me up to be able to go along on the trip. So that was like a definite, it was a definite realization that I was meant to go on this trip. A lot of things really impacted me. I think just one thing that really struck me is how similar we are, the families and us. They have the same hopes and dreams for their kids. The kids had all the same crazy antics as our kids. They have tons of skills. They're athletic. They're very similar to us. They just have different life experiences and circumstances. So we connected really deeply with them, and just the fact that we were able to provide them with a a very basic a home, something very basic to us was just really doable, and just, you know, it just felt really like it was something that we should be able to do on a consistent basis. It's something that's doable.
I've been thinking about coming for a while, and like I say, I decided it's time to come, especially after last year when Art Friesen went, and he said if he could do it, anybody could. So that was a challenge to get off it and try it. I enjoyed the experience of going with the team that I did. They were great. I don't like kids, but they were a great bunch. And the opportunity to help build a house and just see it come together. About it. Pretty simple. The cutting crew had a great cutting crew. The crew I was working with, the roof, my nail pounding partners, and we had a great time.
I decided to come down this year again because I felt called to go. I enjoyed working with the family, and I mostly just hung out with their kids and hung out with the family and built a relationship with them and grew to really care for them and attempted to communicate with them as best as I could. Yeah, whether that was sign language or pointing and shaking my head, I really tried to connect with them, and I felt that they put the same effort out because they really cared about us and they really cared about me, and they really want to connect with me as much as I want to connect with them. So I thought that was really cool. It was my highlight, what I spent most of my time doing.
And my favorite part was the quarterlies. And it was just a good time for playing soccer with all the kids and getting a good soccer game going.
But the father, a little over a year ago, was actually crippled, was unable to walk, and was not doing well with his health. And his wife was working, and their family was struggling. But their youngest girl was sleeping on the floor.
It wasn't looking very good. One of their boys started going to Pastor Rosa's church, and Wick came home so encouraged and so excited about it that he shared that with the family. And he started bringing the family, literally bringing the family to church. I guess the boys together would help carry their dad and bring him to the church service. They began to fall in love with God, and they began to be a part of the church and be ministered to by Pastor Rosa.
I love this trip so much. My favorite part was the dedication day, and that was really inspirational and emotional watching the family get to walk into their new home and see just the love of Christ surrounding everybody. So that was really interesting, and I would definitely encourage everybody to go on the trip.
Last year we built the house with Pastor Rosa, and we had visited previous families also, but God was just calling me to come again this year, and I said I would come, but I really found that I wasn't getting excited about coming until I got here.
The favorite part of my week was on Friday when we did the house dedication. We all got in a circle around the door, and we all said some words of kindness to the family. And then the best part for me was when the family went into the house. And then during the week, we had been making the bunk beds, and the little boy, Hizzy's, he went to the top of the bunk bed and laid down, and his smile was so big. He was so happy that he was getting to bed. And then on the Friday morning, one of the older boys, when he saw his bed, he was just overwhelmed that he was going to have a bed. And I think just seeing the smiles on those kids' faces, knowing that they're all going to be sleeping in comfort from now on, was my takeaway from this. It was great.
I was impressed at the unity. Everybody worked together. Everybody's willing to go in, give a hand. We kind of dovetail quite nicely. Nobody was like, I want to do this, want to do that. The harmony in the team, even between the two house builds and between Yarrow and between Crossroads, was amazing. I don't know how to explain it other than it was the spirit working, because it was just a real pleasure to work together with everybody. And
when we were in town one day, we found a bike shop, and we had the opportunity to grab some parts for one of the kids. He had showed us that he had an interest in bikes. There were some bike parts lying around, so we were able to grab him some pedals and grips and kind of get his bike a little bit more functional than it was, so that was super cool. He was really grateful for that, and yeah, that kind of made my trip.
Like, just seeing their attitudes, like, they were always very happy. Like, when the father came home from work, like, all the kids were excited to see him, and, like, they were, like, if you saw them in the market, they were just really excited to see you. Like, just how they're always joyful, like, always a smile on their face. It was really cool to see.
I've been wanting to come for a couple of years now to help with the house build. It was really good, enjoying, like, seeing their smiles and how happy everybody was.
I think what really impacted me was the how the families live and how they're so excited to have the new house, and they're just really touched by us. I really enjoyed building it. Don't build many houses.
Years a different team. This is the fifth year that I've gone down, and it was really encouraging to see the camaraderie that was built through serving together, and that's what we're called to do, and there's a blessing in that, and I think our team received that. Everybody just had a passion to bless his family with their best, and at the end, when I look at how beautiful the house is, I see how it all came together, and so I get excited coming down here because I see how this process of serving and working alongside each other allows us to disciple each other, to encourage each other, and allows us to bless others, and that's kingdom work.
Wow, that was really fun to see again. As I've seen it a couple times, and when you've been there and you're reliving it again, that is just such a fun thing to see. For those of you that blessed your young people and young adults to come along with us and couldn't join them, we just want to thank you for the privilege of working alongside of them. They were amazing, and they just blew us away with their kindness and the way that they jumped in and worked so hard and extended their love to everyone that they encountered down there. And so it was an absolute joy for us to be working with them. And we're grateful that you sent them, you blessed them, and you supported them here in much, much prayer. And we appreciated that. In preparation for our week in Mexico, Greg and I put together a little team devotional. This is something that has been done consistently over the years with each of our mission teams, because Crossroads has always valued and recognized the importance of coming together each evening at the end of a very long, hard day to just be together, to reflect on the day, and to care for each other and explore what God might have been up to in each of our lives that day. We aren't rigid about how this is done. In fact, we try to stay attuned to how our team is feeling. And so some evenings we were traveling, or we were visiting past families, or we just sat together and we sang together and worshiped that way. All of those ways, all those different ways of gathering were acts of worship, and we enjoyed our time together. This year, our devotion was focused on virtues, such virtues as kindness. Galatians 5:22. But the Holy Spirit produces this fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. In Proverbs 31, verse 26, it says, "When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness." Another virtue we looked at was courage. Joshua 1:9, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And some of us, day by day, were facing our fears. And some of us were drawing day by day on the courage that God was providing for us. Another virtue that we looked at was justice. And we had some really good discussion around that one. And justice is mentioned, of course, in Micah 6, verse 8. "And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Last Sunday evening, we gathered together at the Claussens' home to debrief the trip and to talk about the impact our time in Mexico had with each other and as it impacted our worldview and our walk with Jesus. We reflected on the virtues. We talked about how we were purposeful every day in trying to see how we might use or practice those virtues, and also how we recognize them in each other and in the lives of our One Life, One Chance staff. And Jeevan is here this morning, and Jeevan was part of that. And we're grateful for you, Jeevan. And Morgan was there with us, and we were grateful for her as well. And also how we recognize those beautiful virtues in the Mexican people that we were working with and visiting with and spending time with day by day. We talked about that, and we also took some time to recognize some of the strengths that we had come to know in each other. And as you know, the more time you spend together outside of your comfort zone, the better you get to know the people you're with. And it was funny, we did a little activity before we left. We put one word on a card and passed it around. So we put our name on the card, then we passed it around, and we just talked about one word for each other. And when we first did this, we really didn't know each other. So we kind of, our words were there, they were nice, but they weren't as meaningful as they were when we did it the second round. And last Sunday evening, as we spent time at the Clausens, we took some time to say those words again, but they were different words. And those words now reflected the time that we had had together. And they were very meaningful. And they were something that, for some of us, we'll hold on to, because that's a real encouragement for us. I'm going to actually invite now two people to join me from our team. And they have said that they'd be willing to come up and just talk a few minutes about their takeaway. What was it that they had as they experienced that week in Mexico, and it might have been something that impacted them there, and it might have been something that has happened since then. After you go through something like that, it is often weeks, months, maybe even a year or so later that you start to reflect back on things that happened, things that were said, things that you witnessed that have had a tremendous impact on who you now are. And so I'm going to ask Steve and Kate Clausen if they'd come up. If you recognized in the film there, Steve Clausen was down working away with us with his daughter Kate, and we were thrilled to have them. And what is particularly neat about that is that Steve's wife Carrie and another one of their daughters, Sophie, had been part of a previous Mexican trip, and so it was really fun to have them with us. And we'll share this mic. Is that okay, Tony? There we go. I want to make sure we have the right mic. So Steve, I'll start with Steve. Is that okay, Kate? All right. There's Steve's notes. I'll read them if you can't read them. Steve, what would you say as you reflect now back on your time there to some of your takeaways?
Well, first of all, on our trip while we were there, I was just going to go back to the video a little bit.
Yes.
Here. I was saying to some of the people, I'm really worried about Jackie. She's really sunburnt today.
I got a little red.
She was... However, as I looked at the video, I thought, maybe I should have been thinking a little bit more about myself. So anyway, so that was one of a takeaway right now. A lot of this will be repeated, my thoughts haven't changed a lot other than carrying it forward to my experiences here. But one of my goals was to get on this trip over the years, and it just wasn't able to happen just because of the school calendar. I have to be in school. There's this thing called kids that keep showing up for school in the end of June. However, this year it didn't happen. The last week of June was freed up, so I just felt the invitation was put out there. I thought, this is a year I can't say no. This is something that I need to do. So I really felt a strong push inside that this is something that's going to happen for me, and I didn't hesitate, and Kate was on board right away. So I had some goals going down, and I really am a relational person in my work, and so my goal was to not only connect with the family that was there, but to also connect with the people that we went down with, to connect with the God and connect with Kate as well. And so those were some of the things that I was really focused on. And so, yeah.
I think what was really cool when you say that, Steve, is just the many times that I saw you taking that time with Kate, just to sit together, just to walk together, just to spend a bit of time, even in devotional prep and that together. And that was really special. It was really neat to see that. I also know, Steve, that you're very task-driven, something that you've talked about many times, and it's a different pace down there. Mm-hmm. So how did that feel for you, too?
Did you see my notes here? So we had, our team was, we have fast-paced guys. We probably could have knocked the house out in a day and a half, because we have some very skilled people, and not only that, I have to really say the relational side of it. I was so impressed with our youth. They were just so fantastic, and I thought, wow, what a great group of kids. They were just, they just would do anything. They'd step up. They were connecting. They were making effort with the elders of the group. They were connecting with the families. I could just see how much they impacted the family. Like, it'd be really easy to be task oriented and just work on the house, but they just really had a sense of how they could plug in. April, with the just doing whatever they could. April with the hammer and the nail. Man, we must have straightened that nail out at least more than 5 times. But just their willingness to do whatever it took to get the job done. And I just on all fronts, really, it was just really a neat connection with that group. So, and then the family, of course, was just, they were just, it was a great family. I thought, wow, what a neat group. Here's a family of 5 like ours. Just trying to, you know, as I said in the video, they're so similar. They're the same as us. Dad goes to work trying to build a life better for their kids, for their family. Comes home, gives us a hug. Just didn't say anything, just came, gave a hug, and yeah, I was really struck by, you know, life circumstances are different, and yet we're so the same through faith, and and the kids, like the kids, you kind of have these preconception of what they're going to be like. They haven't had a ton of experiences, so they may not have the skills. They pick up a hammer, they can hit a hammer. One of the kids is playing a guitar, making up a song. Yeah. They haven't played basketball. They're putting the ball through their legs and doing 360 spins. Okay, my preconceptions of that certainly were blown away. So,
cool. Anyway. Thanks, Steve. I don't know if you're going to mention it, Kate. I think a very special moment for you was going back to the home. One night we drove way out to where Carrie and Sophie had been on their trip. And it was a very special moment for me to watch Steve just looking at that house up ahead of us. And the emotion that I think you were feeling at that point, too, of knowing that your wife and your daughter had been here years before you, and they had worked on that house. It was just such a cool, it was a cool thing for me to see, too. Kate, what would you like to say, just in terms of your experience there and what that has meant to you?
Well, there was this kid at the work site, and his name was Omar, and he liked to follow me and Kaylee around everywhere. And when me and Kaylee would try to start a new job, he'd want to come help us. And it was really hard to communicate with him. So me and Kaylee were going to start painting the outhouse. And he comes along with this bucket of paint and puts it down. And he pours it everywhere. Then he takes his paintbrush and he just starts splattering it all over the outhouse. And we're like, oh, Omar, you can't paint this part. Because there's supposed to be a base on the bottom that isn't painted. And then the actual outhouse is supposed to be painted. And we're like, no, what is no mass? Yeah, we're like, no mass. And then he'd be like, oh, okay. But he thought that meant, like, we needed to paint more. So then he'd, like, dip his paintbrush in. And then he painted the whole bottom and just smacked it everywhere. Whatever, I guess they'll just have some interesting painted outhouse. Yeah, and then he'd, like, yeah, it was really funny. And then, yeah, we tried to play basketball with them. So we grabbed this big ladder out of the back and then we found duct tape, and we taped a bucket to the ladder. And, yeah, they're really good at basketball. I don't know how. They were, like, going through their legs, and they're probably better basketball players than me, and I've played at basketball. Yeah, and it was really cool, yeah.
One thing I really appreciated, too, Kate, is you were just there on that day when the family went into their home. And I know for you and Kaylee, you both expressed just how significant it was. I think the guys, we were all connecting with the teen boys in the family, and then I think there was a point we realized that as we looked at that little shed that they had lived in, which had been home for them, there was only bed space enough for 4 of them, and the little girl who was 11, just a beautiful girl as you saw in the video there, her life had always been sleeping on the dirt floor, and when Kate and Kaylee were standing there and others were standing there and saw her walk into that room. What was that like for you, Kate? I know you talked about that.
Yeah, that was really special. Their youngest daughter, Breeza, was sleeping on the ground for, and they only had 2 couches in their old house. So then when she walked into her new room, it was really special because we had made her a bed and we had put bedding on it. And we also bought her a new Mexican blanket and we put some little candies on it with some little toys. And she just started crying because she was just so happy that she had a bed that she could sleep on finally. And yeah, it was cool.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Okay. That was awesome. All right.
My one takeaway moving forward then, sorry, I'm not too bad with the mic, but the contentedness that they had as just in their culture, they don't seem to need much to have happiness, and it just, so it was, what I brought home is my problems don't seem such like a big deal. Like, I'm not fighting for food on my table, I'm not fighting to get a roof over my head, all those things, so we stress about things that probably aren't quite as important. So just to be content in the little things, to enjoy what we have, take solace in the small things in life. And it was powerful for me in my work when I'm under the spotlight and under the pressure cooker quite a bit. So it's really given me some perspective, and that's what I'm trying to use this year. When somebody's not too happy with me, I go, man, I have a roof over my head and life's good. So anyway, that's a strong takeaway for me this year. So.
Thanks, Steve. Oh, I think we've all felt the same thing, and just coming away from it, it changes your grid, right? Your view, it's that world view, and it changes because you've tasted it, you've been a part of it, you've seen it, and you've been able to connect with the people there. So thanks so much, guys. All right, Greg.
Yeah, thanks, Jackie, Kate, and Steve, for your thoughts and just kind of making it real for what it means to go down and be on a team and come back and have your life impacted by that. I know for our youth, that's the one thing that you can't package up until you go down there, until you go across the border, until you meet the people and you see that that different, the different priorities spent on prioritized on community, on family, and the things that are important, right? And it grounds me every year. I kind of get a little bit loose, and I go back down there, and I go, okay, this is what's really important. It's God first, family, and then the rest is details, right? So that's kind of cool to see that year after year, the same takeaway there. I know some people tend to look at this as a short-term solution and maybe just a Band-Aid solution for going down to Mexico and building a home, and then just kind of parachuting in and then disappearing. I just want to speak really quickly before we watch a follow-up video about what you're seeing here, which is a long-term involvement. We've been going down now for 5 years, and so we've worked in three different communities, and we've seen that kind of transition into a longer-term impact in that community. And we see that when we go back and visit our families, so they're excited for us to be there, and we wrestled with what we could gift them with. We all wanted to give them something really nice. Can we buy a bunch of this and a bunch of that? Wouldn't it be cool if we could do this? When we talked to One Life, One Chance, they said, honestly, what they want is fellowship with you guys. Then they want to say thank you and they want to spend time with fellow believers. And you'll see that in a video here, that that their sense of what we were able to do for them is they want us to come down and to celebrate with them again and to do life with them and to worship together. So we did, originally we did one home in Las Casitas the very first year we went down. The next 2 years we went to a community called San Francisco. And in that community they had a change in the church that we were involved with. And then they identified Pastora Rosa, which you saw in that video. And Pastora Rosa lives in a different community but worships in San Francisco. And by building that church in Nuevo Mundo for Pastora Rosa, what Rob Wall said is, you're going to build a building for Pastora Rosa, but this building is going to be more than a home. It's going to be her place of worship, and it's going to be her place of outreach. And so when you watch this video, and you saw the video we just watched, which will be available online if you want to watch it again or show friends, we'll have it on our Facebook page and we'll put it up on our website. What you see is her doing life and ministering to her community. So this family that we were a part of building this home for, They weren't believers. To the best of my knowledge, they weren't believers a year ago when you built that home for Pastor Rosa. And it was through the connection of that building, and her ministry there that this family came to know God. And through that, they ended up getting blessed with a home. So you can see already how our impact of just going down 1 week of a year makes a significant difference in that community. So I wanted to say thank you for that. And what you're going to see next is a four-minute video of our family. And I don't think we've done this yet, but I'm going to introduce you the family so you recognize who you see up there. You won't see their daughter, who's not in the video, unfortunately, because they go to school on different days, and that might be why she's not in there. But we built the home for Herman and Estella, are the mother and father, and Michael Jordan, Josne, Brisa, and Jesus Noel. So those are the family of five. And what you'll see now is their feedback as One Life, One Chance went back and they interviewed them and talked about the experience of our team going down. Thank you.
Cuando llegaron, yo miraba en ellos que tenían como... Ellos nos venían a enseñar cómo era el amor de Dios, cómo ellos, ¿cómo se llama?, dan el amor a otras personas que lo necesitan. Y que ellos vienen desde lejos a hacer una casa, pero no solamente una casa, sino enseñarle el amor. Porque el amor de Dios es el que levanta al caído. Y yo le doy gracias a ellos que vinieron. Hicieron su esfuerzo a venir hasta acá. ¿Y a dónde?
Fíjese que antes que nada estoy muy agradecido con Dios y con ellos por haber tocado los corazones de cada uno de ellos de venir hasta acá de tan lejos de Canadá, hasta acá, tan lejos a traernos esta bendición que de hecho nosotros no lo esperábamos. Llegaran ellos a escucharme. Siempre estarán mis oraciones y estaré orando por cada uno de ellos, para esos jóvenes, pues de hecho, pues no sé cómo se llaman, pero Dios sabe cómo se llaman cada uno de ellos y van a estar en mis oraciones siempre y me daría muchísimo gusto de que algún día yo los volviera a ver a cada uno de ellos igual. Sí, he estado orando y le digo al Señor, quisiera que algún día igual manera me gustaría volverlos a ver y igual convivir con ellos.
Y el señor que hizo la casa, que el que se llevaba, no sé si es el líder, no sé quién es que hacía la casa, muy amablemente se acercó, me dio un abrazo, muy, muy buena persona. Y el que me enseñó también, no sé cómo se llama, el que me enseñó su foto de su familia, él fue muy amable también con nosotros, por compartir de su familia con nosotros, a decirme que ellos eran sus hijos, su esposa, y todo eso muy bonito. Pero los quiero igual a todos, todos son mi familia. Yo los quiero como si fueran mi familia, porque otra persona no hace cosas por uno más que la familia, en Cristo. Yo los quiero mucho. Espero algún día volver a verlos todos.
Pues jugar con todo. Estamos jugando ahí, fútbol, básquet, con todo. Nos divertimos mucho con todo. No, pues la amabilidad de ellos, cómo nos trataron y toda la amabilidad de ellos.
La verdad, ya cuando llegaron ellos, era increíble porque, y además, y con la amabilidad que llegaron, cómo nos hicieron con nosotros. Bueno, nosotros, no sé ni cómo explicar la felicidad que nosotros tenemos aquí, bien agradecido con ellos, porque ellos, no sé cómo batallaron para hacer esta casa. Y esa casa es un pedacito de cada madera, eso es, pusieron ellos su corazón. Y sobre todo usted también, porque usted estuvo aquí. También dejó un pedacito de su corazón aquí en esta madera. Y yo
Nosotros somos, estamos bien felices aquí en la casa, muy contentos.
Isn't that cool? I just want to close off by saying thank you for those of you that have been involved with this. I mean, it's quite a big program, and you guys as a church have really supported us as a community, donating to the individual funding of team members, buying meals and items at the silent auction, donating goods for Mexico that we brought down, praying for the team, or supporting Stan and Marilyn. There are so many different ways that different individuals that I see as I look out here have been really involved in making sure that this happens down there. So I just wanted to say thank you for that and your commitment to it. If you're sitting here going, I wonder if that's something I might consider doing, I just want to let you know that just as we assess what this year looks like, we want to be sensitive to our budget and the effort that it takes to go down there. And so we're just, as leadership now, just looking at what this year might look like, and how we might structure a team, if we might structure a team, or if there might be valuable to do it in a different way, maybe every other year. We're just looking into that. So we should have discernment on that in the next short little while, and we'll see how that looks moving forward. So I just wanted to say thank you once again for your involvement and your support of this ministry.
So on your behalf, I'd just like to thank Greg and Jackie for leading. And to you parents who have kids who, one parent said, wow, you know, the kids are a pleasure to work with. And even adults who don't like children said they like your children. We could say that's all Greg, but it's not. And we know that. He knows that. We come alongside you, not vice versa. Keep at it, parents. It's a tough calling, but you are building into your students' lives. And we're grateful, and the kingdom benefits from it. That, my friends, that is a better way to live. A better way to live. And so we are looking to transfer it, Steve, aren't we? Always. Moving it forward, taking that spirit and making it evident in our families, in our neighborhoods, and wherever we can. Other-centeredness, like way better than self-centeredness. No one says, hey, I really like that self-centered person. No one says this. But we all watch that and go, okay, now I get it. Right, don't we? Right. So we're going to do some of that tonight at Ruth and Naomi's, because we don't think it just happens in Mexico. We think we are called to it here every day, actually. And then as a church, we decide some things together. Because we have some really great people discipling our kids out back, I'm not going to make them even later than I've made them the past 2 Sundays, because I've been blah, 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 blahing these past 2 Sundays longer than I should. Rather than do that, I'm going to just explain real quickly what we're going to do here for the picnic. Then I'm going to ask you to stand with me and give you a benediction. So, and if you have any questions after I've explained anything, happy birthday, by the way, Amanda. Good to see you. Church picnic. You may have not have come prepared for it. So what? We didn't either. We're going to go to Subway. We're going to grab a sub and come on back. That's what we call picnic a la air version, right? We got prepped for it with cash. Okay, so we're going to show up. We're going to start things like sharply at 1 o'clock. We'll have Jeevan and maybe Sherry will lead some games, I think. And then it's wide open from there. We're going to go retrieve the volleyball nets from our office and set that up for 1 o'clock. The bouncy castle for, not immediately, but after that, maybe 15 minutes after 1, maybe 20 minutes after 1. But just head out to the green there, find a space, hang out with some people. This is a chance to get to know each other better. And if you have to go from here, we bless you to go too. But if you can stay or come back, we'd love to spend the time with you. Please stand with me if you would, and I'll pray a benediction on us as we go. As the scriptures would say, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you, and may he give you peace, so that you may go and do the same, my friends. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and everyone said, amen. God bless you. Talk to you soon.